The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
This guy, who was supposed to be the guy who could bring every party together and win every negotiation and always make the deal, can't make any deals.
Wow, is that untrue?
Oh, man, what a stupid statement. You just put your foot in your mouth right there, my friend. Oh, you just proved your ignorance. That was embarrassing for you.
How exactly?
I am embarrassed on your behalf. I didn't even say it, but I'm sitting in the same room, and right now, I'm embarrassed on your behalf.
Why?
Because Donald Trump has signed more bills than any president ever in history up to this point of his presidency, except for the fact that he hasn't done that.
So that's the distinction?
Yes.
That he hasn't
done it? Yes. He signed more than any other president ever. Now, for a while, he was behind FDR and perhaps Truman, but now he surpassed all of them, except for the fact that he hasn't.
That seems like as an outside observer, a big distinction.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Because I just didn't think it was even worth, it was almost not worth mentioning.
That he hasn't done the thing
that you were
saying
he hasn't. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because, that's almost always the case when Donald Trump speaks. It's usually just flat out, no, not true. And that's the case with this one. I don't know where he... Do they not have meetings? And he says, hey, you know what? I'm going to say today that I've signed more bills than any president ever in history. And nobody in the room says, Mr. President, no, that's not true. Don't say that, because that'll be a firestorm. They'll beat us with that for a couple of days. Hmm. Does that not happen in his administration? Does anybody have the balls to say, no, don't say that, because it's not true?
I guess not. Here is what they say the truth is. He's signed 42 bills since taking office.
Here's the problem. The average of the last six presidents is?
43 bills.
43. Yeah, that's the average of the last six.
Now, this is a nonsensical measure of what you're doing in office.
It is.
It doesn't mean anything.
But still, nothing.
Let's be honest. He has passed no major legislation. I mean, the closest you can get to is a couple of Obama regulation repeals and a couple veterans things. Here's the breakdown of what he's done so far. He said 15 bills he signed reversing Obama regulations. This is I actually think is a positive thing they've done. I'm not trying to demean it all that much. It's just not major stuff. But what there is the Congressional Review Act, right? That's the name of it, where they can go in and repeal some of the things that Obama basically did in the last minute so that, you know, we don't have presidents like, you know, who are incentivized to wait to the last second where they can't be held accountable and then just dump a bunch of regulations. So there's an ability for the next president and Congress to come in and repeal some of those things because they were in control. They were able to do that, and they did that 15 times. So that's 15 out of the 42. I would say those are legitimate and accomplishments, but not major legislation.
Right.
14 ceremonial and routine lawmaking.
So ceremonial?
Nothing. Basically nothing.
Come
14
on.
Of them are nothing. 5 bureaucratic tweaks, which are largely nothing. 4 space and science bills and 4 veterans bills. In the veterans bills, you can find some stuff in there.
And a partridge in a pear tree. He got that done too. He put one partridge in a pear tree.
In one singular?
Yeah.
Pear tree, he didn't cut it up and divide it under. Okay, good.
No.
By the way, Carter signed 70 bills. Bill Clinton signed 50. Obama was right around there, 39. George Bush only 20. So there you go.
I don't know where he's getting his information.
Obama signed 39 bills, which is basically right with Trump. However, one of them was an $800 billion stimulus plan. Like, this is, he was able
that
to
was
get his big legislation through that he wanted to start with. Trump has not. I mean, Trump has had two cracks at healthcare now. And again, like, I'm not blaming him on healthcare. To be perfectly honest, he has absolutely no interest in what's in that bill. So you cannot blame Donald Trump for the failure of healthcare, because he would sign anything they put on his desk, anything. Increase taxes, lower taxes. Increase coverage, lower coverage. He would sign anything in there with a couple of minor distinctions that he's claimed before, but I bet would reverse if he needed to.
He doesn't care.
So that is a point in his favor on this. Mm-hmm. He has absolutely no interest whatsoever, which is in any of these bills. So you can't blame him for its failure. You can blame Congress. They did not bring a bill that people could they could pass. And it's because your bottom line is you have like three or four constitutionalists, three or four socialists, and a bunch of establishment people that vote for everything. So, again, and most of them don't care what's in the bill. So it comes down to, can you appease the three or four constitutionalists and the three or four Democrats without losing half of them? And the answer to that is almost always no. It's very difficult to mm-hmm. do, and I'm not saying it's easy, but it is an amazing amount of incompetence. And I will say, if you voted for the 2015 repeal bill and you're not voting for it today, you should be thrown out of office immediately.
Yeah,
It's not going to happen. It's not part of the Constitution. It's not part of the law. But man, I would
at the
never,
very least, you should be voted out of office next time.
I would never vote for a person who voted for that repeal bill and then when they had a chance to get it through, didn't vote for it.
I wouldn't either.
Never. I don't care if they voted for everything else I wanted. I would never do that. That is, you've sold me. How cynical can you be? When you know it's not going to pass, you vote for it. And then you go and you raise money off, I want to repeal Obamacare. Look, I voted for this 2015 bill to repeal Obamacare. Then, there's a president vetoed it. We got to get a good Republican president there that will sign it. Well, now you have a Republican president here, we'll sign it. And you're going to vote against it. Rob Portman is the perfect example of this. Mm-hmm. And, Capito is another one.
But the thing is, it's always somebody. It's always something. It's every single time with the Republican Party. For the last, I don't know, it's got to be at least 20 years of this, where they just don't do a thing. Now, in the 90s, they did. They did the whole, they did welfare reform. They passed budgets. They actually did a few things in the 1990s under Gingrich. They were pretty good. But since that time, they've squandered every single chance they've been given. I don't for the life of me understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. I'll never understand it. They're just weasels. They're just spineless, ballless. They just can't do anything. Why?
Incredible.
The Democrats, again, don't have that problem.